Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio was one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area. And the good news is now we have over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support. I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a much better and happier place. There's a listener survey going on now. If you'd like to participate, please go to the KKNW website at www.1150kknw.com. I would really enjoy hearing from all of you and how I can make the show better. During the first hour today, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be interviewing Billy Woodard and his father, Zora, direct from the Hollow Earth. Both Billy and Zora are from the Hollow Earth, and we'll be discussing how, among other topics, how water-based computers might work as well as current events. During the second hour, from 3 to 4 p.m. today, I will be having several wonderful people on the show, including Charlie Cardinal, who wrote a wonderful song about Dr. Moto. We'll be playing that. Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project, who's with me now in the studio. And Nancy Seals, she's an eye specialist, and she can look at your eye and tell you what's spiritually or physically wrong with you. All three people, and then myself and other wonderful vendors will be at my Galactic Wisdom Fair tomorrow in Olympia, Washington. It'll be at 9101 Stillicum Road, southeast in Olympia. Admission is free. It's located about an hour south of Seattle. Michiko as well will be giving specialized, amazing Hado vibrational healing sessions during the fair. And we'll be having her on during the next hour to talk about that. I want to thank everyone so much for supporting Out of This World Radio. The purpose of this program is to make the world a much better and happier place, and I just want to thank everyone so much for making this world a better place. Before we start, I'd also like to thank everyone for their support and donations. And for those who'd like to donate, the program is a nonprofit program supported by donations. Please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate all your wonderful help and support. I'd also like to thank Corey and Saul in Kirkland, Washington, for their generous support, as well as my wonderful friends Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Jan, Eric, and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program. We'll have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries with many, many listeners. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. Last week, as you know, was my birthday. I'm 64. And also, too, it's my friend Carol. She's been doing my website for 5 years now and helped me with the show. And soon, Michiko Hayashi will be having a birthday as well. And with that, what I'd love to do, Eric, if we could get I'd like to play with a little help from my friends from the Beatles, When I'm 64, the song.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Thanks so much, Eric, for playing that. I didn't give you much notice. I think about 5 seconds notice, but you're such a great producer that I can just ask for it and you have it within a few seconds. I want to thank Carolyn White for suggesting that, my good friend in Olympia, that song. I want to tell everyone also I have I still have my hair. If you can see me on YouTube, I haven't lost my hair even though I am 64. So
not completely.
Right? I want to tell everyone I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides and get some hopefully good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll free at 1-888-879-8339. My next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held in the same location. It's my fifth annual conference in Olympia, Washington at 9101 Stillicum Road, southeast in Olympia, about an hour south of Seattle. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. We'll have some amazing people, including Aaron Elizabeth of Health Nut News and Simon Parks, who will also be giving presentations. If you register before the end of next month, before the end of December, the cost for the conference will be just $55. After January 1st, the price goes up to $125. And if you'd like to register, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I wanted to tell you about some wonderful psychic and spiritual fairs coming up tomorrow from November 10th and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'll have a very special psychic and hado fair with Mitch Kohayashi, Nancy Seals, Charlie Cardinal, Kay Souls of Essential Oils, and some wonderful vendors selling beautiful crystals and rocks at 9101 Stillicum Road. I hope you can come. The event's free. And then also from July 2nd to the 8th, 2019, and again from September 5th to the 11th, 2019, I'll be returning to Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is a very special, a magical place where miracle healings occur from the Telosians and the beautiful people of Telos. And we always see lots of Sasquatch in and around the mountain, many UFOs. The last time we were there, we were able to telepathically contact a UFO. And Adama, the high priest of Telos, healed the vision in both of my eyes, restoring them to perfect 20/10 eyesight, so I can see crystal clear in both eyes. The cost is only $200 per person and includes free camping. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We're starting to get registrations already for both events. I like to keep the group small, so if you are interested, please contact me so I can put you on the list. And with that, I'd like to welcome my good friends, Billy Woodard and Zora, to my show. Billy, are you there?
Yep, we're there.
Oh, good. Billy, how are you doing today?
Good.
Billy is a wonderful fellow. He's from the Hollow Earth. He's been here since 1951. He has a very interesting story, how he ended up here. And during the interview as well, I'll ask his father, Zora, to come in as well. Billy will trade places with his father, Zora, in the Hollow Earth, and Zora will speak through Billy's body. So anyway, Billy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, fine, Billy. It's so good to have you on today. Thanks so much for coming on.
Okay.
From my listeners who don't know much about your background, could you give a brief explanation on how you ended up here on the planet in 10 words or less?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
take more than 10 words.
Okay, well, go ahead and take more than 10. It's fine. That's fine.
Well, it all started out with Admiral Byrd, Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd, U.S. Navy.
Uh-huh.
He flew into our domain in February of 1947.
Okay.
And of course, you know, I myself... if you combine my surface age with my hollow earth age,
right,
it would be 1,866 trips around the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a very old being.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
But and I was present when Admiral Byrd walked into the council chamber.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So me with my father. And after this meeting took place, and we sent him back to the surface again,
mm-hmm.
and we gave a threefold message to him to give to the people of the world. It mm-hmm. wasn't just for America.
Mm-hmm.
It was for the entire world.
Uh-huh.
But that was not did not come to fruition the way it was planned.
Mm-hmm.
So at a later time, me and my sister were asked to volunteer, which we did, volunteer to come to the surface, onto the surface world, and
mm-hmm.
we did,
mm-hmm.
and without hesitation. And so, yeah, just without hesitation, so we came to the surface, and our bodies were shrunk down to that of the size of toddlers, and we were deposited into a white elephant. Well, in a white elephant, in military terms, is the dumpsters that are on the bases. You've probably seen on the big square ones with the slide doors.
Sure, sure.
We were put in one of those, and of course the city park and maintenance worker heard our crying or screaming, and they opened up this white elephant and saw us on top of the garbage, and they grabbed us and took us to the orphanage in that city, Wichita Falls, Texas. And so we were there for a period of time at the orphanage there. And then we were finally adopted by a military family, a military Air Force family. And that's how we came to be on the surface. I won't go into full detail as to what took place after that, because it wasn't very nice.
Sure.
But, and then at a later time, after I got out of the military, I was my mission came up again. And so now we're doing the mission, which is to let people know about Hollow Earth, that the Earth is hollow, that the you have been taught that the Earth is solid with a molten core and mantle and all that garbage.
Right.
And that's a lie. The Earth is hollow. It has a central sun, which is about 600 miles across. And would you be considered as the core of your Earth? And that's the center of the planet. And so that kind of brings us up to the present, I think. And our mission is to let people know about the existence of Hollow Earth and the people that live there, and also for their they are extremely concerned about your welfare. And, of course, they have, you know, sent us up to the surface to bring this message to you, which was meant to happen in 1947. But and Admiral Byrd was given a threefold message to give to the people of the Earth. And that threefold message is as follows. First off, that the Earth is hollow and that there is a population living inside the Earth. Inside the hollow of the planet. And the second part was medical. And then, of course, the third part was actually military or something to that nature. And the second part, the medical part of it, was that Admiral Byrd was given a set of test tubes or vials with all of the cures for all the diseases at that time.
Amazing.
Onto
wow.
the surface of the Earth.
Amazing. Wow.
And those vials were basically shelved, put away, and under top secret classification.
Wow.
And so, therefore, we weren't able to have them. And
Pardon me.
And, of course,
that's
yes.
Billy, but that's terrible, because so many people have died of cancer, all kinds of diseases since then. Think of the misery that's been. I mean, that was what 70, 80 years ago. Since that time, and all these people have suffered and died as a result, and needlessly.
Needlessly, right.
Yeah.
That's correct. And of course. You know, my father also brings the message is that everyone on this planet, from the smallest child to the eldest of elders, is a god or goddess.
Right.
And you're born that way.
Right.
And, of course, that wasn't brought out to the public either, because they didn't want you to know that you are a very endless, unlimited, powerful being, which you are.
Right.
You are actually gods and goddesses. And you're also, everyone on this planet is a healer. But they don't know it.
Right.
Because
they've
never been taught that.
Right.
But it's a reality. It's a fact. that everyone on this planet, from the smallest child to the oldest of elder, is a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the power to heal themselves, and they have the power to heal their family, loved ones, or friends, and whatever. They have that ability within them. It's inbred in them. And also, the people of the earth, children especially, mm-hmm. they have extreme powers, such as telekinesis, psychokinesis, and able to, you know, have these abilities. And your government knows it. Mm-hmm. And because your government knows it, they have instituted a mandatory inoculation of your children. And that vaccination, what it does, is it dumbs them down to the point to where they are easy to manage, easy to control. But in reality, the people of this earth and the children of this earth are extremely powerful beings, and your government knows it. And your government is using this ploy of a mandatory inoculation, not only to dumb them down, but to shorten their lifespan as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this knowingness of your government about the powers that these children have is they're afraid. They're afraid that if it was to get out to the children and to the world that everyone is extremely powerful beings, they would lose their control over the population,
mm-hmm.
which is a fact. They would.
Right.
But
right.
The point being is every man, woman, and child are healers, and they are gods and goddesses. They were born that way. And in your Bible, where it talks about the creation of man, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and went on to talk about creation.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Dead Sea Scrolls, it says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. Now that tells you point blank that you're gods and goddesses.
Right.
And it's a reality. It's a fact. And the people that have listened to our calls and have come to the realization that they are gods and goddesses, they are unstoppable when it comes to gifts and abilities. Everyone who has come to the knowingness of that they are gods and goddesses have become extremely powerful beings. And the government is afraid of them, because the government knows that these children are exceptional, such as your children with autism, the Down syndrome. They are extremely intelligent children.
Right.
Very intelligent. But they of course they don't display their brilliantness because of the symptoms or the autism and the Down syndrome, the symptoms causes them to become slow learners and things of this nature. But they are extremely intelligent beings.
I'd like to ask you this quickly, Billy, about a fellow named Richard Pan, P-A-N, in California. He's the author of he's responsible for mandatory vaccinations in California. He was just reelected in the 6th Senate District in California. Do you think he's just misinformed?
Oh, yeah. He's misinformed and on purpose by the government.
I see.
They want everyone to be inoculated. They want everyone to get these inoculations and vaccinations. And what those do in reality is they give you what you are trying to guard the children from.
Right.
Such as the flu. The flu shots are another ploy that the government uses to shorten the lifespans of everyone who takes these shots.
Right.
And it also gives them the flu. So it doesn't prevent it. It actually allows it to happen.
Mm.
And it also dumbs them down. It takes away their ability to use their inbred gifts that they are born with, such as telepathy, such as telekinesis and psychokinesis. All of these gifts given to you by the Creator, by Prime Creator, were given to you as gifts that you can utilize and use to better your life.
Right.
And the government is trying to stop you from doing that by giving you inoculations and vaccinations and flu shots and things of this nature.
Real quick, Billy, if you had a family and you were considering moving to California, would you move there, given the fact that they have mandatory vaccinations now for children?
I tell them where to stick it.
Okay.
And I still move to California.
Mm-hmm.
But and I would tell the government there that you're not going to inoculate my children, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
You still have the right under universal law. You have the power to say no.
Sure. Sure.
No, I will not inoculate my children.
Right.
I will homeschool them if I have to.
Right.
I will not send them to your public schools that dumb down our children.
The autism rate has climbed from 1 in 10,000 in the mid-90s, according to statistics I read recently, Billy, up to 1 in every 23 for small boys and 1 in 44 for small girls. Given the fact that many of the autism is caused by the MMR vaccination, measles, mumps, rubella vaccination, these rates should climb even higher in California now that they have a mandatory vaccination policy.
mandatory inoculation.
Right, exactly.
But the thing about it is, you still have the right as citizens of the United States to say no.
Right, right.
I mean, they can't force you. They literally cannot force you to inoculate your children.
Right.
If they say that, the stipulation they use is, if you don't inoculate your children, they can't come to school.
Right.
Fine. Right. That's great. Homeschool them.
Mm-hmm.
Or hire a teacher to tutor them. And homeschool and go that route, because you don't have to fall prey to the state government in order to have your children get an education.
Right.
You can teach them yourself, or you can hire a teacher to come in to your home and tutor them. That's not, they can't outlaw that either.
I wanted to share this with you and my audience today, that there was a lady I interviewed about 2 or 3 years ago named Laura Hirsch. Her last name is spelled H-I-R-S-C-H. Her son got autism in 2010 after it was recommended by his pediatrician doctor to inoculate him with the MMR vaccination.
Uh-huh.
So he got the vaccination and promptly got autism. And after that, she searched for answers as to why this happened. And so she consulted, finally, after consulting the medical community and not getting any good answers about what could be done and the cause of the autism, she went to consult several psychics. And the psychics contacted Professor Albert Einstein, among other people. And they said, Professor Einstein said that the MMR vaccination was a combination between the vaccination and illegal chemical factories underneath the around Reno, Nevada, and other parts of Nevada, where the U.S. government has been illegally manufacturing banned and internationally banned chemical weapons since 1972. And what happens is that these facilities are underneath the ground in California, and every once in a while they have an accident where the chemicals from these illegal plants release their chemicals into the air, and then they blow up the winds into Oregon, Idaho, eastern Washington, and it ends up in potato crops. And when the little kids then eat potatoes harvested from these areas and they mix with the MMR vaccination, they get full-blown autism very quickly. That's what she said, and that's what
right.
Professor Einstein said. I'd love your comment on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, when the Galactic Federation announces themselves through what you call galactic disclosure,
mm-hmm.
after this occurs, autism will be a thing of the past.
Oh, good. Good.
Because the med beds that mm-hmm. are coming out,
mm-hmm.
they will totally eliminate that issue. They will eliminate, med beds will not only eliminate the autism and the Down syndrome and all of that.
Right.
It will awaken all of those children.
Mm-hmm.
And they will suddenly begin talking very straight, very calm, and very intelligently their abilities.
Wow.
And this will all come about after disclosure.
Wow.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut up. I'm going to have my father come through.
Okay.
Because my beloved companion over here is prompting me to do this, so I'm doing it.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. All right.
But she wanted my father to have some time on the line. As well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm going to bring him on.
Okay,
and
wonderful.
I'll be silent here for a moment or two.
Okay.
And the next voice you hear will be my father.
Okay, wonderful.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this day?
Oh, we're fine, Zora. It's so good to talk to you today. I'm so happy you could come on the air with me.
Indeed.
And I should ask, too, how are you, my friend?
I am wonderful, as always.
Well, good, good, good. I thanked Adama for doing this for me, but I also want to thank you, too. Adama healed my eyesight when I went to Mount Shasta in June, restoring it from 2050 down to 2010. Crystal clear eyesight in both eyes, and I want to thank him so much for that miracle.
You're welcome.
So for those of you who have any doubts about the Hollow Earth and whether Zora is real, he is in fact real, and he's coming to us from the Hollow Earth today. They are a beautiful, benevolent civilization who all care about and love us deeply and want us to help us advance. Zora, there's so many questions I want to ask you today. The first one I want to ask is is a question that's actually as old as Atlantis. It's an interesting question. From what I've been told, the Atlanteans had water-based quantum computers, which they worked on water, but the water molecules were different, Zora. They were like H2, instead of H2O, they were H2O5, H2O6, H2O10, with additional layers of oxygen. Do you know how these mm-hmm. computers worked during the time of Atlantis?
Well, they also worked back in that time. They had amino acid computers.
Oh, that was my next question.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amino acid computers are far more superior to your present-day computers.
Oh, interesting.
And they're also holographic as well.
Hmm.
So the technology for that will also be coming about very shortly. With what is called the Galactic Federation reveals themselves to the populations of the world, then, of course, all of these wondrous gifts from the Galactic Federation will include the amino acid computers. And they will be given to the facilities such as your medical facilities and your financial facilities and things of this nature that will make all of your other computers obsolete.
Oh, you don't know how happy I am to hear that, Zora. I'm actually working with a group of Earth scientists here on the planet who are very interested in water-based computers and amino acid computers. If you have any telephone numbers for the Galactic Federation, could you give them to me off the air afterwards? I could call them up. Their Skype address, maybe, would be great.
That is quite humorous you're doing. anyway, but once the Galactic Federation has announced themselves fully, then you will have access to those computers.
Ah, interesting. Interesting.
You will also have direct access with a library of Porthologo as well.
Oh, is that the Library of Alexandria beneath the...
GNC.
A GNC.
Indeed.
Wow. Wow. I've been told I go there often in the dream state and do research at night. No wonder I'm so tired in the morning. I wake up reading all night. Isn't the librarian's name Mikos in there? Is that?
He is indeed.
Ah, yes. Okay. I do remember meeting him. He says I have a library card there. He doesn't let me take any books out to the surface, though. But that's okay. I can read them in the library.
Indeed. And it is like a hands-on existence with the Library of Porthologos. Mm-hmm. You simply sit in a cubicle or in a crystal chair, and you take these crystal discs and you insert them into a slot. And you are able to actually experience the light of whatever you are looking at.
Oh, my goodness.
Similar to a hologram, similar to a holodeck off of Star Trek, where you actually become part of that existence. And so it's like a hands-on training, if you will. And once you can do events such as possibly the relive events in history, such as the sinking of the Titanic or the Lusitania, or other events in your space-time continuum.
Mm-hmm.
But you will also learn very much from the Library of Porthologos, because it has all the history of your planet in it.
Wow, amazing. So, for example, if we could use the technology, for example, to look at the Gettysburg Battle, for example, or witness a speech given by Abraham Lincoln or John F. Kennedy.
Indeed.
Wow.
And actually experience it like being there.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing. Could you ask, for example, a question of President Kennedy or President Lincoln through this technology as well?
Of course.
Wow. Okay.
Interaction is another avenue that it has.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Do the water-based computers and computers based on amino acids, do they actually work in another dimension, the fifth dimension, in addition to this third dimension, Zora?
You will not. They will not function in a third dimensional understanding.
I see.
It has to be a fifth dimensional.
Fifth dimensional. I see. Okay. Because
of which you are all becoming a part of.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Understand, Terra Crista, the planet you live upon, or Gaia, if you wish to term her that, she is already in full fifth dimension.
Ah.
You are simply catching up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And once you have fully caught up, your 3D understanding will be a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
And your true understanding, which is of 5D,
mm-hmm.
will become quite commonplace.
Hmm. Interesting.
Understand, when you become full fifth-dimensional, you will be able to see your loved ones who have ascended before you.
Really? Wow. Amazing.
You term it as what is called death.
Mm-hmm.
But death is not the end. Death is simply a door.
Mm-hmm.
When you ascend one of two ways. You ascend either with your body,
mm-hmm.
or you ascend without it.
Mm-hmm.
If you ascend without it, then you leave. the body behind, and you bury the body. But in an ascension, a true ascension, with the body, your body will simply begin to glow, and suddenly the body is gone.
Wow.
Physically gone.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing.
And there's nothing to bury.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
So the choice is yours. You can ascend mm-hmm. with your body, or you can ascend without it.
Fascinating.
That choice is strictly up to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there have been cases in the hospital when people were on their, what is called their deathbed, as they are so termed.
Right.
And with their loved ones around them, they suddenly began to glow.
Wow.
And the body was gone.
Oh.
Simply disappeared right off of the bed.
Huh. Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. I've been told by several sources, Zora, that I know it's hard to predict the future, but this process could be completed by the year 2025, going into the fifth dimension. From your perspective, what timeline do you see? I know it's changeable.
I say sooner.
Sooner. Okay. Okay. Wow. Wow.
Much sooner,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I would say that the completion of the ascension of planet Earth will be by the end of 2019.
2019. My goodness, my friend, that's only a little more than a year away.
That is correct.
Wow.
Because understand, when the Galactic Federation announced themselves,
right,
your entire existence is going to change in drastic ways.
Wow.
You will have the ability of being all-knowing.
Hmm.
You will have full consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
In your understanding,
mm-hmm.
you will have what is called a new understanding. When the Galactic Federation full disclosure is announced
mm-hmm.
and comes to fruition,
mm-hmm.
shortly after that,
mm-hmm.
just when the consciousness of the planet will become all-knowing,
mm-hmm.
all-conscious. And when this occurs, there will be no more questions for you to ask because you will have all the answers.
Wow. 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 Is it something we'll be, I take it we'll be aware of this as well?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, you will be in your physical form,
right.
And you will have the understanding of the gods.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Amazing.
And
amazing.
You will also have the recollection of yourself being God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You are God now, but you are unrealized.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Every man, woman, and child is a god or goddess.
Right.
Or in some cases, both.
Right.
But understand, in the beginning of what you term time, there was one
mm-hmm.
meaning you were male and female together in one body.
Mm-hmm.
And the Anunnaki came and messed things up and made it and did a separation.
Oh, interesting.
Man and woman.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And the separation was done.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, there was all of the same embodiment.
Wow.
Both together in one body, mm-hmm. male and female.
Mm-hmm.
So it is beginning to go back to that again.
Wow, interesting.
And because that is evident because of the children that are being born, both male and female, and is quite perplexing for the doctors because when they come out of the womb,
sure.
and they have both genitals,
mm-hmm.
both male and female,
wow.
and you turn them hermaphrodite,
right?
But mm-hmm. and that is common. That is most common in the earlier times. That was a common existence.
Wow, Wow.
And that it was the way that man was put together initially.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you see transgender beings, of the transgender community, as it is termed,
right,
they are more than just what is called transgender. Mm-hmm. They are the true human.
Hmm. Fascinating.
And ones that have fallen under the what is called the separation of the Anunnaki. They are the ones that are simply need to be put back together.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. That's totally amazing.
Indeed.
You know, this is really...
Many children are being born, mm-hmm. both male and female.
Wow.
And when they come out, the children that come forth, they're full fifth dimensional already.
Mm-hmm.
And... their understanding is fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So when they begin to speak with their parents in a higher form of understanding, the parents are quite perplexed because the children are speaking well before their time,
mm-hmm.
normal time for speak.
Wow.
For speech. And they are coming forth and they are giving forth knowledge at extremely early ages.
Mm-hmm.
And and of course, the other children who come out with the autism and the Down syndrome, they are quite intelligent too.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't been able to bring forth their knowledge to their parents yet. But they will.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And when they do, the parents will be shocked.
What do you think of politicians here in this country, for example, who've harmed a lot of people? And I'm thinking of autism in particular, because from what I've been told, and I love your perspective on this, that the autism itself, a lot of it is the result of a combination of what's called the MMR vaccination for little children, measles, mumps, rubella, and poisonous gas escapes from illegal chemical manufacturing plants in Nevada underneath the ground. And so when children, for example, eat potatoes, for example, from Idaho, which are used widely, for example, in McDonald's, they can get autism as a result of this combination from the poisonous chemicals, which, by the way, are banned internationally. But the MMR vaccination acts as a trigger with these chemicals, which are illegal. What's going to happen with senators like Senator Harry Reid from Nevada?